staff of the Nigeria Institute of Science and Technology are in Ghana to be trained by the Ghana Standards Authority on Analysis on Food, Drugs, Cosmetics and Petroleum Products. The program will examine the requirement of ISO IEC 17025, the standard for the competence of testing and calibration laboratories. It will also look at documentation requirement of standards in narcotics. Deputy Executive Director of the Authority, Kofi Nagate, said training is an important strategic activity that is necessary for development. Welcoming the delegation, Mr. Nagate said the authority is currently constructing a modern A-storage training facility to enhance training activities in standardization. Here's a report by Irabina Paha and Samuel Bano.
The 2 weeks training program is aimed at sharpening the skills of participants and also make them competent in standardization. Deputy Executive Director of the Ghana Standards Authority, Kofi Nagate, said the authority undertakes a number of activities including promotion of standards, testing and analysis, and the inspection of goods produced locally and imported from other countries. He said Nigeria will not regret choosing Ghana for the training programs since their laboratories are ICA certified.
As a national standards body, the Ghana Standards Authority undertakes number of activities, including development and promotion of standards, testing and analysis of products, inspection of goods produced locally and imported from other countries, certification of products and quality systems, as well as calibration and verification of measuring and weighing devices. With regard to collaboration within the ECOWAS region, training programs such as this one will help to strengthen the bond of friendship between Ghana and Nigeria, and also improve the quality of laboratory services in the sub-region.
Head of the Nigerian delegation, Mrs. Gloria Shoda, was hopeful that the skills that the team will acquire at the end of the 2 weeks course will impact on poor standardization.
For any organization to continue to be efficient, training and retraining or human capital development must be given special attention. Refresher training in particular is very essential considering the rapidity in technological growth. However, the trainer can only impart meaningful training if he himself is conversant with changes, improvement and introduction of modern equipment and or kits in his specialized field.
It was agreed that no certificate will be issued to participants who fail in any of the examination after the program.
Rabina Paha and Samuel Bano's reports.